It's all over here, and the dust is settling on a fantastic comeback by the hosts, Macouls, who look dead and buried at halftime, but they have actually managed to scrape over the line by five in the end up, not scraping at all because they tied on a couple of late points, but it was a Darren O'Leary goal just 2 minutes out from the end that really decided matters here. As I said, way back at halftime, it was 1-7 to 4 points, Mondoran looking really good, but a 10-minute spell between the 35th and the 45th minute, 6 points in a row for Macouls. It really pulled them back into a game that seemed to have slipped away from them. The likes of Darren O'Leary, fantastic from dead balls. Brian Lafferty, very busy as well. But it was at there. It was at around the 58th minute when Tommy Hourihan made it 110 to 12 points. And it seemed like it might just scrape Bundoran through. But a long ball in from Chad McSorley, and Macouls' substitute was fisted into the net by O'Leary to make it 112 to 110, 2 points ahead. And 3 minutes into the red, Tommy Hourihan free, cut the deficit back to one. But another Gavin Gallagher point, 64 minutes, and at the very end with Bundoran pushing forward, another Darren O'Leary goal, but a little bit of more daylight between the sides instead of finished 2-13 to 1-11. But really, a miraculous comeback here by Macouls, and what this does, of course, it widens their gap at the top of the table now to 5 points. So, big one here for Bernard McGeehan's men.